How does sleep affect nutrition? And also, how does nutrition affect sleep? These are two questions that maybe you have not asked yourself, but you should be. Because as two key lifestyle factors, sleep and nutrition actually have some interlinked factors. So what are they? Well, today, that's what I'm going to answer for you. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports statistician and nutrition coach. And today we're talking about sleep and nutrition and the link. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into it. So when it comes to lifestyle change, we tend to always focus on diet and exercise. Okay, that tends to be the priorities that we kind of place on our pedestal, so to speak, to focus on first. But in actual fact, there are other lifestyle factors that come into play and can actually not only impact these two factors directly, but these two factors can affect it, and the combination of which you do so can actually impact your overall health. And that's why I want to talk about sleep today, because really it is an underrated aspect of our overall general health and the success that we place and achieve with those diets that we do, the success that we have with those exercise routines that we do. And as an athlete, sleep is very key for your repair and recovery. So how do they affect each other? Okay, I'm going to actually split it between two things. Okay, it's going to be a nice, short and sweet podcast where I'm going to really give you some rapid fire information. And I'm going to split it between how does sleep affect nutrition and how does nutrition potentially impact sleep. So you can find like a nice balance between both and start working on this aspect of your lifestyle and start improving your sleep and therefore improving your overall health. Okay, so let's look at sleep and its impact on nutrition directly. When we lack sleep, this impacts our hormonal balance in general, but it impacts two things that the body releases, which is ghrelin and leptin. Okay, which are two things that tell our brain whether we should be eating or whether we are satiated. Okay, ghrelin is like the hunger hormone. Okay, it's the thing that makes you feel hungry and want to eat more of. Leptin is the satiety hormone. It's the hormone that tells you, "Go, okay, I'm good. Okay, I don't need to eat anymore. I'm good." Now, so people that tend to kind of gain weight easily, the research has found that some of them may have things like, you know, a lack of leptin, leptin insensitivity, you know, things like that, where the leptin is not doing its job the right way. Okay, and having too much ghrelin makes you overly hungry. So as you can see, when people have a lack of sleep, basically, and lead to like things like sleep deprivation, this can actually affect your balance of ghrelin and leptin. And therefore, you're more likely to be hungry and craving things. And usually these things tend to be the high calorie, highly palatable, you know, not as nutritious foods. And therefore, this can impact someone's potential for weight loss, for example. And their potential for a overall healthy diet. Okay, because they don't have the right balance between ghrelin and leptin. They don't have the right balance between hunger and satiety. And that's the direct link that a lack of sleep can have on your nutrition. Okay. Now there is like some information out there in the saying how lack of sleep or not having the right sleep routine can impact things like serotonin. And when we lack serotonin, we crave the really highly palatable carby foods, which tend to be high in fat and therefore high in calories, not satiating. And therefore you lead to a spiral where you eat more high calorie, unhealthy foods. Okay, but just generally speaking, I just want you to think of the fact that having a good night's sleep regulates your hormones, specifically ghrelin and leptin, which will help regulate your satiety and your hunger, which will make it easier for you to achieve whatever body composition you're trying to achieve and stick to whatever dietary plan you are on for performance or for your sport, whatever it may be. Okay, simple as that. But then how does nutrition impact sleep? Okay, this is kind of like a bit different because it's not related necessarily to hormones and that sort of stuff. It's more so what nutrition factors can help you sleep better, but also make you avoid not sleeping poorly. Okay, well, there's some classic ones out there. For example, avoiding caffeine is very key because you don't want to be having caffeine too late in the day, especially if you're sensitive to caffeine, okay, because this will impact your sleep quality. Now, this will impact even individuals who say, oh, no, caffeine doesn't really impact me. I can go to sleep with caffeine, doesn't really matter. Well, yes, but it's not just about the actual act of falling asleep. It's the quality of sleep that you get. In actual fact, it's been shown that caffeine impacts the quality of our sleep. Okay, so that's something to consider is, are you having too much caffeine? Because really, that could be potentially something to work on because it's not the best thing to do. Okay, simple as that. But then other things like eating too late at night can also be a problem. Okay, and you're wondering, well, why? Why is that actually... like, why does it matter? Well, quite simply, if you're eating too close to your bedtime, you are going to be affected by the metabolism of your food, which will lead to sleep disruptions. You're not going to be able to potentially get to sleep as easily, and then you're not going to be able to sleep as well because of it. Because remember, sleep thrives on a sleep routine, basically. And having the right routine consistently over time is the thing that's going to help you achieve the sleep you want, as well as all these other external factors that influence it. Okay. Now, I'm not an expert on sleep, so I want to say that I'm not a sleep expert. So if you want more advice around sleep, please see an expert around that. I'm just talking about how nutrition impacts sleep and how potential sleep can impact nutrition, so you can get an idea of what you should be considering in your own life right now. You know, are you doing these things? But also see if you potentially need to go seek out advice anywhere. But if you're finding that no matter what, your sleep is not really right there. But yeah, caffeine, classic example, and also eating too close to bedtime and also eating big meals before bed, meals that are also high in fat, things that slow down your digestion and make your body still be working, for lack of a better word, for the food when you're trying to get to sleep. These things can impact your sleep quality. So while people go, oh, you know, does meal timing matter for fat loss? No, it doesn't. You know, you can eat right before bed and it won't really matter as long as you're within the calories. But I always do recommend that you still have some level of control around when you actually finish eating, even though meal timing doesn't directly matter for calories in, calories out. Because at the end of the day, you still want to maintain a good sleep routine, and having a meal too late, especially a big meal, especially a high-fat meal, and especially if you're having a bit of caffeine, can be a recipe for, lack of a better word, disaster when it comes to establishing a good, healthy sleep routine. Okay, so I hope this makes sense, okay? Like, I just wanted to keep a nice, short, and sweet way you understand what could be the link between sleep and nutrition. You know, how does sleep affect potentially your nutrition aspect, and how does your nutrition impact your sleep quality? So hopefully this answers that question. Now, if you've got any questions regarding what I've just talked about today, please reach out, alexa@theclimatedietitian.com.au, my email, it's in the show notes below. And yeah, reach out if you just need help, you know, answering any questions. And of course, if you want a sports dietitian to work with you, dial down your nutrition, provide you a right plan, help you elevate your performance and become more of the athlete you want to be, we'll then reach out as well. Okay, and just say, hey, just keen to learn more about one-on-one coaching, and I'll get chatting, see if you're the right fit, and go from there. But yeah, hope this has been helpful. Okay, hope you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you so much, guys, for checking out my podcast. Hope it brought you some great value today. You can check me out on socials under The Climate Dietitian or on www.theclimatedietitian.com.au. I've got some great stuff out there for you guys, some free valuable content. So yeah, please check it out, guys. And yeah, until next time, thank you.